I don't want to date either one of us, but man, I've been doing this a long time with this guy. Let me give you his resume and you tell me who you think it is.
Oh my God.
Three-time Super Bowl champ. Named first team All-Pro 11 straight years. 1,549 career receptions. 22,895 receiving yards. 208 total TDs. Do you need more? 14 1,000-yard seasons. A member of the 80s All-Decade Team. A member of the 90s All-Decade Team. A member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And appearing courtesy of Hennessy. If you guessed Jerry Rice, you nailed it. Jerry, what's up?
That is crazy.
What's up?
14?
14, man. 14 1,000-yard seasons. Don't act like you didn't know that, Jerry.
No, I really did.
Come on, man.
No.
You know all you know.
Seriously.
You know you played for the 49ers, right?
Yeah. Yes, I know that. Yes, I know that.
Just checking.
Yeah. I'm still a very smart guy here, okay?
Yeah, you are, man. You always were.
Yeah.
Since you're so smart, help me understand this, man. How is time spinning faster and faster and faster, and how do we slow it down?
I don't know. We need to find a way to try to slow this down a little bit because I remember Super Bowl 23. Now we are Super Bowl 53.
Right.
Wow. All right, so time just flew by.
When you think Super Bowl 23, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
How nervous, how scared. The night before, I couldn't sleep. Staying up all night long, visualizing the game. The long day leading up to the game. And then just going out playing my best football.
Excuse me. You know, I used to talk to Joe about this quite a bit, Joe Montana. There's something to be said about playing your best football in the biggest game of your life, playing your best on the biggest stage. And I used to say to him, and you and I have talked about it too, I think, can you consciously dial up your best when it matters most?
Yeah, when everything is on the line. And I knew the importance of for me to have a good game. And I remember being on that football field, doing that last 3 minutes, 10 seconds, where we had to move the ball over 80 yards downfield and win that football game. The execution, being precise on my routes, making the catch. And when John Taylor scored that game winner, all of a sudden I heard the crowd. So I enjoy being on that stage. You look at Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, all the great players who have played on that big stage. That is something that we look forward to.
They want that big stage.
Oh, yeah.
They want that moment. But the fact is, not everybody does. I mean, I don't want to throw any shade at anybody who's good enough to get there. But you look back on your career, did everybody you played with want that big stage, that pressure?
I to be honest with you, I think the guys that I lined up with, yes. Because if you doubled me, John Taylor was going to kill you. Brent Jones was going to kill you. Roger Craig, all the guys, you know, Joe Montana. So I think that's why we were so successful and we won so many Super Bowls. But being that guy that really wants to be in that position, you got to be able to deal with the criticism if you don't make that play. So I was one of those guys, and I think I was very fortunate because I was able to make those incredible plays.
Jerry Rice is my guest. You know, you mentioned that drive, and you thought about you had to be so precise. You had to be so technical. So what makes a great wide receiver? Is it about natural talent, or is it about doing the work on all the little things, the route running, the footwork, the body control, things like that?
I never thought I had natural talent. I never thought I was the most gifted athlete. The thing I was going to do, I was going to outwork you. And I think I got that from my parents and not, you know, taking any shortcuts or anything like that and earning everything. So running routes, I used to watch Steve Largent. I used to watch Dwight Clark, Drew Pearson, Tony Hill, Lance Wan, John Stallworth, all those guys. And I like to think of myself as being a mixture of all those guys, being able to run good routes, get separation, then catch the football.
We're talking to Jerry Rice. You know, I love when I talk to great receivers and great DBs, I like to talk about the great one-on-one battles.
Oh, yes.
You guys had. As you look back on your career, who were the cornerbacks that gave you the toughest battles?
Dale Green, Deion Sanders. Fast. So my thing is, it's like when you got fast guys like that,
You have to come to the line. You have to be the aggressor. You got to have a game plan. If you come to the line and you don't have a plan, you're going to end up losing that battle. My thing, when you got fast guys like that, you got to double move, triple move those guys and try to get them off their base and hope that the quarterback throws the ball on time. Because when they're your fast guys like that, if you just take off running, they know that you can't outrun them.
So it wasn't the physical guys. It was not the guys jamming you up at the line of scrimmage. It was the fast guys, guys.
I'd rather have a physical guy anytime. Because now my thing is when I come to the line, I'm going to try to make myself look as skinny as possible when I release. I'm not going to open, or come off the ball with my chest wide open. So my base, everything is low, and I try to make myself look as small as possible.
Jerry Rice joining me. So looking back, who are the more physical corners back in the day? The game's different now, but back then, who are the more physical guys you went up against?
I think guys played me a little different because they knew I was very good at defeat and bump and run.
Right.
So, yeah, they knew if they took a shot at me and tried to be real physical at the line of scrimmage with me, and if I got by them, then, that I was going
to
score a touchdown.
That played to your strength. Right.
Yeah, it played into my – but Bill Walsh, he would always take us back to fundamentals. I think you don't see a lot of that today because you don't see that bump and run.
Right.
You know, it's like – that's just like with Elliman. You're going to play him about 5 yards off and you expect to cover him? You're going to play Grunk about 5 yards off? No way. So these guys today, it's not about that tough bump and run and being elusive at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Edelman. You talked to The Athletic about him recently, but I want to ask you about your take on him. When you look at him, kind of like his vibe, his attitude, his swagger, the way he goes about his business, do you like what you see?
I love it.
Tell me.
He wants that ball. And he's saying to you, hey, do you seriously think you're going to stop me, on that given day? And you talk about the Patriots not having a go-to guy. He's that go-to guy. You got to stop him if you have a chance of winning this football. And also you got to stop Tom Brady. You got to stop Gronk, and you got to stop that running game. So it's going to be up to Donald and also Sue and that, that defensive secondary to try to eliminate the big plays. Once those guys get the ball, you can't let them get those yards after Yak.
Jerry Rice, my guest. I'm not looking for any kind of lava or fire take, but I am really curious about this. Tom Brady's got 5. He's trying to get 6.
Yeah.
Joe's got his 4.
Yeah.
I think if Joe were to answer honestly, Joe's proud now. Joe's proud. Joe would remind you, man, I never lost a Super Bowl. Jerry, you tell me. You played with Joe. You know the game. You're watching Tom. Who's the GOAT?
I think there's a fraternity of GOATs. I think in football you're going to see that. Whole different era. You got the run-pass option now. Joe played in an era where it was totally different. So, you might see it in football. You see it in basketball because you hear about this LeBron James all the time, Michael Jordan. But you're going to see it in all sports, and you're going to see it also, like with doctors and lawyers. And these guys, what they're doing today, seriously, and you got to give it to the organization of the Patriots and stuff like that to be able to be there so many times. I mean, it's something that we never thought would happen, but it's great to see. But, yeah, there's a fraternity of GOATs.
So I wonder if maybe it's like a generational thing. You can't really compare guys. Because you and I are coming from the same kind of place, the place being that there's no discussion. It's Joe. It's just Joe. Like in basketball, there's no discussion. It's just Mike. But there is a discussion.
There's a different era.
Yeah. There's Kobe. There's LeBron.
Right.
There are different eras. So to me, it seems like a cop-out not to pick a guy, but I kind of tend to go the other way. It's generational. It's hard to measure guys across different generations.
Yeah, and I got asked. I said, they asked me. They said, what would you do in this era? I said,
What would you do in this era? I read your stats at the top. What would you do today?
I think I enjoyed the era that I played in.
Really?
I really did. And I know the game, it was crazy. And if the ball was being thrown to the right side and I was backside, I was getting hit. But I just knew that was part of it.
Jerry, but right now you could go right over the middle and not worry about a single thing.
I know. I just wanted to earn everything. That was important to me.
It's the Jerry Rice way.
Yeah.
All right, so you're working with Hennessy,
baby.
What are you doing with Hennessy? I can't lie to you, man. When I saw that, I'm like, that is the best.
And
that
let me tell
awesome.
You something, though, man. Hennessy, there's a variety of cognac. Cognac is a brandy. It's made in Cognac, France.
Over 250 years, they have celebrated this with their customers. They have that never stop, never settle attitude, and that was something that I did in football. And for the game coming up, the big game, I'm gonna toast my friends and family. Probably see Hennessy on the rocks or Hennessy XO. The XO is extra old. And I like to think of myself as
like
being
us,
that little old,
like
older
us,
guy
bro.
Now.
Like us, we're XOs, man.
Yeah.
So you can go, OGs, we're XOs.
So you can go to Hennessy.com/US to get all the details.
Good job, man. Good job.
Thank
Last
you.
Thought, I had Carson Palmer on earlier, and he was pretty upfront about the fact that, man, I'm not playing, so I'm not going to the gym. And I don't miss it. You clearly are still getting after it in the gym.
Yeah.
What is your workout routine like at this point in your life, and what drives you to grind still?
I think it's just in my nature. I have always done this, and I appreciate the time that I put in. And I think it rewards me because, you know, I get this all the time. People say, you still look like you could play. But just doing CrossFit, doing Peloton, stuff like that, keeping myself going.
Are you a Peloton guy?
Oh, yes, I am.
I love my Peloton.
Oh, my God.
I love Peloton.
I ride that thing like crazy.
Which ride? Okay, now. I do 45-minute rides. Joe goes, dude, you're a monster. I can't do that.
I have
what
done
do you
the
do?
Hour, 45, the 30, do it all.
They're fun, right? It's great.
Yeah.
All right, Jerry, so good to see you. We do this every single year at this time, and you did it again, man.
I'll see
you
next year.
I will see you next year. Hopefully talk before then, though.
Yeah, you got it.
Good to
Thank
see you.
You.
Jerry Rice on the row with Hennessy. Good job, man. So good to see you. So fun. He looks like $1 million. You know that you always have guys ask athletes, hey, man, would you still suit up? Would you want to suit up? He literally looks like he could still suit up. He looks amazing. Amazing.